Hello, Kimberly. Hey, this is Roy from the public library.
Yes.
And it looks like you used our computers here a while back, and you gave us malware.
I gave you what?
Malware. You must have put a flash drive in. You gave us a bunch of viruses.
No, I never put a flash drive in.
Well, whatever you did, were you just coding the virus by hand?
No.
Okay, well, we definitely have a virus, and it came from your computer that you were using.
I haven't been in there in months.
I know. It happened back then. We just now traced it back. So we're going to have to charge you for the virus removal.
What?
The virus removal. We called Geek Squad, and Geek Squad is going to charge us $300 to get rid of this virus, and it's all your fault. They traced it back to you.
I'm going to fight that.
How are you going to fight it?
Because I didn't bring in a flash card or a flash drive or anything.
Whatever you did.
I don't know how you could prove it.
You were in here typing a resume. In fact, I have the resume right here. You worked at Carpet. It has all your stuff here. You left this behind by accident, I think. And that's how we figured out it was you that did the virus.
No, wasn't.
It's filled with viruses, this file. This resume file.
I don't know why, but it wasn't me.
Well, it definitely was you. You owe us $300 now.
Maybe someone opened mine by accident.
No, it was you, because we have it on security cameras. We saw you put the virus in there.
Then I want to see the camera.
We don't let virus writers look at our cameras.
Well, I'm not going to pay a fee until I see the camera and actually see me doing it.
Oh, you know you did it. You're just trying to get out of it now. You thought you could get away with it.
I beg your pardon?
What's this virus supposed to do? Is this part of a botnet or something?
No, I am an adult, and
adults don't write viruses?
Excuse me?
You think adults don't write viruses?
No, absolutely not.
I think pretty much adults write viruses, don't they?
I'm at work right now, so I really can't talk about this.
Oh, where do you work at? Do you still work at this animal hospital? Maybe I'll call them and tell them you're a virus writer.
I do not work there.
Oh, where do you work currently?
So, none of your business. But I will come in person and take care of this.
Well, it's sort of our business because, you know, you're writing viruses and putting them on all our computers. It's infected all the computers here. Nobody can use the network thanks to you.
No, I didn't. And I want to see the tape.
You are a fucking jerk, ma'am. Putting viruses on our computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really talking to me like that?
Yes. I'm calling you a fucking jerk because none of our computers
work now.
We can't even check
We
can't even check out books
now. Where's your manager?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Where's your manager?
I'm trying to talk here.
No, where's your manager? Let me talk to your manager right now.
No, the manager's pissed right now. He's trying to get the computers working that you broke.
Let me talk to him.
No, he's too busy trying to fix the broken computers.
No, I haven't been in there in forever, so we'll talk about this at another time.
Can you just please tell us how to remove the virus, and we'll forget about this whole thing?
Goodbye.